The wooden pulpit located to your right is cantilevered to the column and delicately sculpted, again according to Bourgeot's design. This is where the priest would stand to deliver the homily, more commonly known as the sermon, as well as the announcements concerning events in the parish. This piece of religious furniture is usually finely wrought, as it served to amplify and sanctify the words of the priest, who translated the Bible into layman's terms, reminded people about good Christian values, and sometimes sought to influence his flock on subjects having nothing to do with religion. The pulpit of St. Pierre Port is a fine example of the richness and complex ornamentation of this important feature of church decor. You will notice the decorative elements elegantly enhanced with gold paint. Totaling 8.83 meters in height, it has a staircase leading to the preaching platform. Above the platform, a sounding board, serving to deflect the voice of the priest towards the congregation, rises like a magnificent Gothic spire. The seven visible panels of the sounding board are ornamented with sculptures standing in niches. Although the pulpit is an important element of Roman Catholic decor, it is becoming increasingly rare in our churches. Most have been removed, disappearing in the wake of the liturgical reform following the Vatican II Council. Here at St. Pierre Port, the beautiful furniture, designed entirely by Bourgeot, is even more priceless for having remained almost unchanged since it was first installed. The sculpture under the pulpit is a replica of a statue in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. St. Peter is posed on a sculpted seat with massive back and armrests, in reference to the first pope's position of authority and what is known in Rome as la sedia stercorata. He holds in his hand the keys to the salvation of souls and to heaven. The bronze sculpture dates from 1887. Notice the feet, worn down from the veneration of the faithful who, for over 100 years, have come to touch the statue during their devotions. On the opposite side of the nave, to your left, a sculpture is mounted on one of the columns. Dating from 1995, it represents Monseigneur Eugène de Masneau, and is a replica of the original standing in the General House of the Missionary Oblates of Mary Immaculate in Rome. Now, let's move on to the Chapelle de l'Espoir. Along the way, take a close look at the side altar dedicated to the Virgin Mary. Notice the subtlety of the patterns on her robe and the beautiful expression on her face. It is said that the artist, whose name is unknown, regretted not having kept the statue to show it at the 1878 World Fair. You will pass a second altar in pink marble, which was designed by Guido Nincheri, and also get a good view of the pulpit staircase and its ramp ornamented with four lobed medallions surmounted by Gothic arches. Once you have reached the Chapelle de l'Espoir, we invite you to sit in one of the pews facing the chapel and select stop number 18. Not only is the parish of St. Pierre Port located in the Gay Village, one of the oldest in Montreal, but its church is still one of the most largely attended and active in its community. In fact, despite tensions between homosexual Catholics and the Vatican, which officially rejects homosexuality, the church's parish committee has demonstrated exceptional openness to parishioners' concerns by creating the Chapelle de l'Espoir to honor the memory of AIDS victims. We invite you to listen to Mrs. Nancy Couillard. She will read a text by Mr. Yves Côté, who has been responsible for the parish's social ministry for over 10 years, where he explains the reasons behind the parish's popularity and talks about what goes on there.